You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified Podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build a social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today we're going to talk about really how to stand out in a sea of sameness. And this is a topic that I hear all the time from people in social selling, and really how they have this challenge of standing out when there are so many other people in their profession that do what they do. So this is something that I think every social seller has gone through, and I am definitely no different than all of you guys out there. And so I think in order to properly frame this first episode of Social Selling Simplified, I want to tell you guys a little bit about how I got my start as a social selling expert and strategist. Even expert feels like a little bit strange to say, only because I feel like when it comes to learning and when it comes to your development, like you're never done. So what is even an expert? But anyways, I'm going to throw it out there because this is what I do all the time and I love it and I'm sticking with it. So I want to tell you guys a little bit about my life story, because I think that what all of you are going to get from this episode is that this is something you need to do for yourself in order to stand out and to really understand who you are, why you're different, and why people should listen to your message. So all of this begins for me back in the 80s. My mom went into contractions at a Gold's Gym parking lot, which happened to actually be the gym that my parents owned. And so my mom had me in 1984, and I was a baby gym rat. I just grew up in a Gold's Gym in small town Cobourg, Ontario. My first trip was to Finland when I was 4 months old to help pick out gym equipment. And I'm sure my opinion really, really mattered. And then from there, I, you know, did my thing as a child. I played a lot of sports, and I ended up having actually a bit of a different childhood where maybe than most, I lost a really good friend of mine to suicide when I was in grade 9. And I share that because it really was an important milestone in my development and in my life. And really, I think where exercise and fitness became all the more important, I learned not without challenges, definitely, but I really learned how exercise helped me control my mood. And often I had struggled with eating, I guess, you know, eating, of course, is something that changes our state, right? So eating was something that I definitely used to cope when I was going through that time period of my life. And when I came out of it, sort of on the other side, when I went to college and university, I was definitely super into fitness and loving it, but not feeling like I had like mastered anything by any means. I just loved it though. I loved being in the gym. So I was going to school for writing and creative writing, which stemmed back to when I was in grade 1. I was like just writing books like left, right, and center. Like it's funny when you picture yourself as like a little kid doing these things and thinking like you had a personality at that age. I was definitely a rebel and I did what I wanted. That has not changed. And so I ended up taking this full on, doing an English literature degree. But My side job was at a gym, wiping down equipment and showing the women how to use it. I just loved, like, it was one of the best jobs that I can imagine. And I just loved helping people feel better about being at the gym, there being a good culture. And I was part-time just doing my thing. Well, it didn't stop there. After I finished university, I ended up with a women's studies degree and an English literature degree. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, real world, here we are. And I defined a job. And in small town Coburg, where I lived, there was not a lot going on. So I applied at the gym and became a personal trainer, which I definitely didn't have a personal training degree yet, but I got it within a quick time period and then became training people in the fitness industry. If any of you guys have worked like in an actual gym before, you know the turnover is high, right? So you're like moving up spots pretty quickly. And when I was 21 years old, I was managing a club. And I was managing the sales team, and I loved sales. It was just something that I wanted to change people's perspective of it, I think is what it really was. Because when I was 17 years old, like before university, I'd worked for my first network marketing company selling knives. So I worked for a company called Cutco. And when I worked at Cutco, I remember receiving the training and thinking, you want me to say what now? I'm going to do it, I guess, because that is part of the script. But I never really felt comfortable 100%. So I'd like sort of tweak it and make it my own. But I always knew there was more to this because I love the connection I could have with people, learning what they needed and helping them solve a problem. But I never wanted to be pushy or push someone on anyone. So when I got into fitness sales, like I still had that experience in my back pocket of how certain companies operate and how they're pushy. And also how I wanted to operate and how I would tweak it so that if someone said it to me, it wouldn't be weird, because I never wanted to be that salesy weirdo that people were like, oh, get me out of here. So after working in the fitness industry, I got moved around to different positions, training salespeople in fitness and personal trainers. That was out in Nova Scotia for the same company. I worked for Good Life Fitness at that time. And that really helped me establish my training background. I love training people because I think when we can simplify things and make it super duper easy, that is, they always say that overwhelm is the enemy of execution. So if something is like hard to understand, no one's going to execute on it. So as a trainer, that is where I really learned my value of I'm a sucker for simplicity. Like, don't get up in front of me with a huge PowerPoint screen and show me a bunch of data. Like, tell me a story and hopefully I remember it, because that is a home run. When you are training, you see an image up on the screen and you remember the story that that person told. That is how you know you have killed it and done a great job. So that was an important part of my story and really establishing my roots and what I really wanted in terms of being able to teach people and feeling that connection of like I'm helping, but in a different way. My career moved on to working as a district sales manager. And then moving on to a different company on the West Coast of Canada, where if anyone knows the West Coast, it's like all about the fitness, all about the lifestyle. It was just a completely different environment that I totally embraced and loved. And my husband actually stayed in, we've just been all over the place. You don't even try to keep up because it's just a bit nutty. But we had both been in New Brunswick. I went to BC, British Columbia, Canada. My husband went to Ontario because he got like the job of his dreams. And we were just cool with it. Like, we were both young and no children. And we just were very supportive of each other and each other's goals. So when I was out in BC, I really started to focus on my development. I had hired a life coach and business coach, because I knew that whenever I had done that in the past, like that's when I took massive action. That is when I was able to double what I was making in the gym with my next job. Like, I was able to really see a significant pay increase. And I knew it was because I hired this guy. He was teaching me what I needed to do to be successful, and my paycheck was reflecting it. So that was really cool. And then I became the president of a fitness company on Vancouver Island, which was very cool and a lot of different skills that I hadn't used before. So it was really definitely just a whole new realm for me. Project management, learning how to implement processes and procedures, just a totally different muscle altogether. But I think on my deck of things that I wanted to do, I just felt almost like I needed that on my resume to say, yeah, like I can do this online entrepreneurial thing. And what I didn't tell you is that between all of this, my husband and I had moved to Vietnam for one point during the 16 years that I worked for the fitness industry. And we did online marketing there where we were producing things in Vietnam and then selling them online. And so my husband worked full time as an online marketer there. And he's just been in the online marketing world for so much longer than I have. Like he just gets it. He's so techie. I'm not like that. I'm like, no, give me the Kohl's notes. Like I don't need to know all that. And so that is what I think now makes us a really good team. But I want to showcase to you what these experiences, and I went into a lot of detail here, but I want to tell you why knowing your story and being able to tell it matters so much. So the real like wrap up to that is that when I was working out west and my husband was back here in Ontario, I really got a leg up on my business. Like I all of a sudden had more time, obviously, because he would come out every 6 weeks. And I just like started pouring my heart and soul into my business, but not without the help of a branding coach. And what she really taught me is these seven different things that really help you get really solid on your business. And I think ultimately the biggest takeaway was how to get confident. And then like, you don't have those fears about spending money, putting in the time, like you just know who you are, what you stand for, and that it's going to work. So these seven things she taught me were life story, how to find your sweet spot, your values, your brand archetype, your 80-20, which is like how to dig into your business and really find out where 80% of your customer base is coming from, how to create content and like really know what your ideal customers are saying, and then your ideal customer. So after learning those seven things, and don't worry, there's going to be future episodes on digging into all of those things. But the first one is life story, which is where we're starting from. So she had really taught me you need to deeply understand your life story because it really does matter. And so I want to show you guys with all that stuff that I've shared with you. And that came from like pulling out a big piece of craft paper, getting out the smelly markers and starting from day one and just layering it out, like what happened in my life that made me who I am. How I can now really wrap that up is that I started, obviously, fitness is something that I feel like I was like born to sort of love. Like that is a big part of who I am. And on top of that, obviously my industry experience, like there's just this passion there that just doesn't go away. I will never not be working with people in a health related field, people that help other people. It's just part of what I do. But also there's this entrepreneurial spirit that always shines through, not only with my parents both being entrepreneurs and having a fitness business and then going on to run several other businesses. My husband is also very entrepreneurial, which is why we ended up moving to Vietnam and starting a business there, teaching English on the side and doing all those things. That entrepreneurial spirit will never leave me. And that's why I love also helping entrepreneurs. Like what better equation than I'm an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, let me teach you what I've learned because I was where you were as well. And so you then add in, I'm a sucker for simplicity. I hate things that are complicated. That's just my nature, I think, as a creative. I was never great at things that required high detail. And in school, I was never really good at those types of complicated things where I had to remember a lot of information. But give me something that I can be creative with. Give me something that requires like a different level of thinking, and I will pull those dots together and I will be really, really good at that. So I don't know. To me, like you just can't have both. Like you're either super creative or you're super maybe on the other side of that, like, you know, right brain, left brain. They always say that you're, I don't know if they always say this, but I definitely read this, that when you're brain is developing, you have certain aspects that are more developed than others, and not everything can develop the same. Like there are certain parts of your brain that just get more developed. And for me, that's on the creativity side. So that is an important piece of my story, is that I am definitely creative, and copywriting and writing are just in my nature and in my wheelhouse. So I love to wordsmith and play around with things so I can figure out how they sound the best and how that's going to appeal to people's psychology the most. So you throw in that, along with the being a sucker for simplicity and loving creativity. And then there's sort of this school of hard knocks, I call it, right? Where you have, I have no marketing education in terms of like a formal education. I have fitness experience, like working in the gym and being in charge of social. And then I have years of testing. Like I'm talking probably 13 years, plus my husband is super into all this stuff and just understands it on like a sickening level where I cannot, I just will never get there to the depth of understanding he has. So we are like really the school of hard knocks. Like we didn't go to school for marketing. My husband has a biology and life science degree, and he's a power engineer. But I think it's the passion. The passion has pulled us through that sort of non-formal education. And we love it so much, we wouldn't be studying all these things that work and things that don't work and testing if we didn't really love it. Like we really still wouldn't be at it. And so I think what is really beautiful about this is that when you go through this process of really understanding where you came from, who you are, what made you the person that you become, you can start to really speak with confidence about why you're different. And this is why I would say like life story is one of the number one important things that you need to nail in your business as a social seller. Once you understand your life story, no one has that same experience you do. Like I would pay you $1 million to find someone that has all the years of fitness experience that I have, the sales experience, the network marketing experience, the entrepreneurial experience, like living in Vietnam, doing all this online marketing for 12 years, having a husband that is that in depth with understanding the online marketing world, and that also has a passion for writing and has no formal education. Like if that person exists, please contact me because we are twinning. And that is the power of your life story, is that once you put that out on paper, like we've all seen a lot of things and done a lot of things. And what's so cool about that is that it's like a savings account. And I'm going to steal this from a really important mentor of mine. I'm not only really good friends with her dad, but I'm also super good friends with her, and her name is Bria. So her dad, his name is Bill. He once said to my husband and I that everything is a savings account. And what that means is every job, every course, every pottery class, every book you've read, it all adds up. None of it is wasted. It all adds up to something that you are becoming. And that is really why your life story is a crucial part of who you are and why you need to communicate that to your audience. Because once they understand who you are, they will either see themselves in you or not. And that is perfect. I want to be turning away just as many people as I want to be attracting. Because one, I don't want to work with people that don't have a similar mindset. Like if you're expecting me to give you like 101 step action plan, that ain't me. Maybe I'm going to give you 4 steps, because if I can see the overwhelm in your eyes, like I don't feel good about the delivery of my content. So that is a super important piece of this, is that you always want to be putting out there who you are, and so that you can really recoup and get back the people that are most like you. And that is how you attract your ideal customers. Because if you think about the Steve Jobs quote, where he talks about people's perceptions and, Simon Sinek. If you think about Simon Sinek and the way that he describes the golden circle, people don't care what you do, they care why you do it. That is why this works so well. And for yourself included, when you know why you do what you do, you will definitely feel more confident in your business and confidently move in the direction of your dreams. It just doesn't happen without having that confidence. And I'll tell you, for me, once I really figured out this life story bit and how all the pieces of my life were woven in, then I actually woke up in the middle of the night. I remember I was living out in Victoria, BC, 3 a.m, and the Fitness Leader Institute was just on my mind, like the name, the Fitness Leader Institute. And I was thinking, well, maybe I can just get fitness professionals together and I can help other people in the fitness industry. And that is where this idea was born 1.5 years ago. And it started with fitness coaches and it expanded to social sellers. The entrepreneurial spirit is an incredible thing. And having the freedom, having the lifestyle that you want, having all of those things, like, I am clapping the loudest for you because that is what I always dreamed of. And to be on the side of it now where, you know, I don't set an alarm clock. I make my own rules. I do my own thing. Like, I think that anybody that wants to be an entrepreneur, just don't give up. Don't ever, ever give up because you will get there. And yeah, it may take you some time, but what else are you going to be doing anyway? You're going to be thinking about those goals and those dreams that you have. So you might as well keep on pushing towards exactly where you want to be. So guys, what I want to leave you with is to actually do this life story activity. And I do this at all the retreats that I run. And I really prefer smelly markers and craft paper. That's just the way I feel. You got to roll with this. You got to roll out that big piece of paper. You got to start from day one, the day you were born. And then you got to just start drawing a chart of what happened from that day moving forward in your life. And you're going to start to see these patterns and things that you overcame and things that really make you who you are. Like, what do you stand for? What makes you angry? What makes you happy? Thinking about all these questions as you're going through these activities, and you're going to see this masterpiece in front of you. This masterpiece of things that have all added up and accumulated to who you are today. And that, my friends, is when the real confidence in your foundation of your business, where all of that really comes from. And then you can start to articulate and tell your story about who you are, why you are different than every other person out there doing their thing, and what your message is. And here's the thing, like, if you're one of those people that is like, oh, well, like, let's say you were never in fitness, or you were never into beauty products, or you were never into nutrition, whatever your market, here's the thing. That's what actually makes you stand out. I never went to school for marketing. No, I paid attention to what I wanted to pay attention to. And I only leaned in when I saw something working. I didn't study it just to study it. I studied what worked. And that is definitely what makes me very different from the other gurus out there. I just want to know what works. I don't need the background and the history of everything. So guys, that is what I want you to do today. And I would love for you in the comments to let me know, what was your biggest takeaway today? What was the thing that made the biggest difference in listening to this episode today? Because I am so excited. We are just beginning episode number one. I'm so excited to provide you guys with all the step-by-step action plans that you can handle to get your social selling business off the ground and build the business of your dreams. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And I would love, love, love for you to rate this podcast and give me an honest review. I'm looking so forward to serving you guys in the future. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on episode number two. If you're ready to go 100% in building the business of your dreams, I'd love for you to apply at ashleyshaw.ca/mastermind. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'll see you right back here for the next episode on Social Selling Simplified.